views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
What happens when you live a soul-guided life? You say goodbye to your old small self and say hello to your soul. Each week on Your Soul Guidance Radio, where you make dreams come true, Saskia and her guests show you how to take the first step, release your fears, and go after your biggest dreams. Learn to overcome any obstacle that's stopping you and turn adversities into adventures. Saskia's life is the living proof that extraordinary choices lead to an extraordinary life. She triumphed from being held at gunpoint in the jungles of Africa to traveling to over 55 countries, helping people around the world tap into the power of their soul. You know you have a calling. Each week, let Saskia and her guests show you how to play the biggest game of your life. Now, here is your host, Saskia Rowell.
Hello, everyone. I'm your host, Saskia Rowell from YourSoulGuidance.com, and you're listening to Your Soul Guidance with me on Transformation Talk Radio today. Stay tuned with us because we're going to have a fantastic show. We're going to talk about what the whales and dolphins can teach us, and we have Lyndia Leonard on the show. But before we go any further, you know, when you listen to the show, every week we talk about soul, about your soul, how you can activate that potential, your talents, your gifts, and really shine your brightest light. And for all of the listeners, I have a really great gift. I have a program. It's the 21-day secret soul map to your dreams, and I'm so excited about it. It's a program I've always offered for almost like $400. It's free now. You can get it on my website. So to make this year really your breakthrough year, where you absolutely live your big potential, the program has guided meditations. It shows you how to release your block, how to step forward. It has all kind of tools. You get every Monday morning also a free soul card reading that is on yoursoulguidance.com. So if you go to yoursoulguidance.com, that's where you can download it for absolutely free. So make sure you get there in break time or after the show. It's yoursoulguidance.com. Well, let's go to the show. I'm so excited, and I want to share a little bit about Lyndia because she's been on the show before, and we might have her again back. She's already promised me she would be willing to do that. Lyndia Leonard, she is a mother to four, a grandmother to nine, the keeper of the earth. And Lyndia has devoted her life to making the earth more user-friendly through all kinds of spiritual, political, social, justice, and business projects. And her official degree training is in the fields of social work and public policy. Lyndia has so much training in areas of healing, mentally, emotionally, physically, and spiritually, and she's very well known in many community as an active teacher and leader. She has the ability to bring together so many groups of people, the diverse group of people applying the spiritual in uplifting and practical applications. She has so many accomplishments. I cannot list them all, but I can say a few. She's assisted in raising 10 million to fund a number of worldwide hunger projects. And recently, she's created a petition to save whales, which generated over 500,000 signatures. Anyway, there is so much more to say. She has created a very successful business. She is happily married with Lance for the last 35 years, and she spent a lot of time sailing on the Pacific Ocean. We will talk about that too. Let's bring her on. Lyndia, welcome. And Lance, welcome too.
Saskia, thank you so much. And I'm really pleased to be here. And I'll just say that my husband, Lance, is actually much more accomplished than I am. And And he has been, he's been really my introduction to the ocean and to my love of the ocean. And so I've invited him, Saskia invited him, to be on the program too. So he's going to fill in some little pieces that I would possibly miss. So I'm going to jump into how I started this, because it was actually a communication more recently. We've had a connection over the last 35 years with strong connection with the ocean and also with oceans and dolphins. But a couple of years ago, I had a session with a medical intuitive. And at that time, she said to me, there is a mother whale who's wanting to communicate with you. And it would be best if you go to Puerto Rico and get the message directly from her, but she'll give you the message no matter what. Well, I didn't go to Puerto Rico. And frankly, over, you know, how it is with life over a couple of year period of time, very busy. And I just forgot about it. And then a year ago, or about 8 months ago, a friend contacted me and said, I know you have active interest in whales and dolphins, and the Navy is doing some underwater things in Hawaii, and it is going to really kill and maim millions of sea creatures. Can you help us out? Do you have a mail list? Could you send this to, you know, your mail list and see if we can get some support in getting them to be more responsible about how the oceans are treated? And so I put together an email to send to our group, and my husband said, hey, I read about this thing called Sign-On, and it's really interesting because it's a way of spreading the word very quickly about an issue. And so we wrote a petition, put it up on signon.org, and at the end of the first week, I had a call from them saying 28,000 people signed this petition, and and then the next week it was 50,000, and then it was 100,000, and they said, this is a really hot issue, and we've only sent it to people in California and Hawaii. Can we send it to our whole group? Of course we said yes. Well, before the month was out, there were over 500,000 people who had signed this petition asking the Navy to stop the testing that they were doing, which was harming the whales and dolphins, and to look at other alternative ways of doing that. So it wasn't until I was well into that process that I realized, aha, this is what was being spoken to me about the mother whale, who had a message for me, is that they needed assistance. And so it showed me that just through my own soul and my interest and my love of what I'm doing, that I was guided to the vehicle that could really help raise awareness on a global level about what our cetacean friends are actually experiencing in the ocean. So so that was my recent introduction to what I'm doing right now. And as you said, Saskia, I like to bridge all areas. So so while I'm taking a political action of saying to people, help out with this, let's put pressure on our elected officials to stop this atrocity, but at the same time, it came through a spiritual experience of communication that I received from the whales.
Well, what intrigues me, Linnea, well, it's two things, you know, as this show is all about soul, and my passion is to teach people to listen to their soul and act on it. I mean, you're a clear example that you did that. I mean, look what comes from that. You listened, and now this happened. But the other thing I want to say is, why didn't you originally not go to Puerto Rico to go to the mother whale?
You know, I was busy in other directions.
Yeah.
I actually ended up going to Brazil and doing some other things. It just sort of slipped on through. And I'm sure I would have gotten the communication much quicker and maybe on a deeper level had I gone that route. But what it showed me is because of a strong soul or heart desire to contribute to the cetaceans that I found a way to do that anyway. And I, you know, I think that when we have a really deep calling, that comes forward no matter what we do. We have to really sit on ourselves to not follow what our hearts tell us to do.
It's true. I mean, I think that's even more painful. And when people get depressed, they usually repress that. It's like you say, you know, when that true calling, and for you that calling is so clear and it's so aligned with your calling is so aligned with your purpose. I mean, you've raised $10 million to fund worldwide hunger projects. Now you had like 500,000 people sign up. I mean, this is clearly meant to be, and it's yours to do, and you're unstoppable, right?
I am, and my husband reminds me of that because I say, oh, this project, I think it's for someone else. I'm really interested in, for example, the effects of radiation on children. I've been writing about that. And he says, honey, this is yours. You know, no matter what you do, this project comes back to you. And I really feel that because I am able to bring together groups of people that it's assisting in the wholeness or the balance of the earth.
That's absolutely so. Well, I see we're almost heading for the break, but I want to say to everybody, stay on. We're talking with magnificent people, Lance and Lyndia Leonard. We talk about a very, very important topic. What can the whales and dolphins teach us? So after the break, we will be back and we're going to talk more about what the whales and dolphins can teach us. So stay tuned for a very juicy show. We're going to be right back.
Saskia has been helping clients around the world find a North Star in their soul and reinvent their lives through her free breakthrough program, The Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 Days. If you have a calling but aren't sure how to get there, here's a step-by-step strategy to find your purpose now. You'll learn her proven secrets to achieve your dream in just 21 days. Release your fears and go after your biggest dreams and create the life you love. Visit YourSoulGuidance.com to receive your 21 Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams, or to schedule your soul breakthrough session with Saskia, or call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861. Or visit YourSoulGuidance.com. That's YourSoulGuidance.com to receive the Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 days.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in each Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern for Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show. Check out Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley on TTRnetwork.com.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to creatinggreaterpossibilities.com, where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, creatinggreaterpossibilities.com. It's free, and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. creatinggreaterpossibilities.com.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart. There are just certain heart-to-heart conversations you can only have with your sisters. The conversations you crave when you need to reconnect. Mona and Savitri explore our feminine power as they look at headline topics and what women are talking about. Join us on Sisters Talk Radio, Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern. Only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hi guys, we're back on Your Soul Guidance with Saskia, and today we have Lance and Lyndia. Leo and I are talking about what the whales can teach us, but before we go any further, Lyndia, how can people connect with you? Because I think you have a special website with all kinds of stories, and can you tell us about that?
Sure. People can access us at whaleanddolphinwatch.com, and that is a site that is mainly devoted to taking a look at this underwater sound pollution that's being created all over the world, actually in 70% of the world's oceans by us, by the United States. And so we put a site up. People can access us. They can email us through that for more information. And we can also direct them. We have a Facebook page that also speaks to that and has much more information on it. So it's Whale and that is spelled out, A-N-D, Dolphin Watch, WATCH.com.
And Lyndia, how can people find you on Facebook? Are you
Saskia,
just listed?
I apologize. I cannot give you that right now, but I will when we take our next break.
Okay, great. That's wonderful. And guys, if you want to look for information about...
Saskia, I can tell you the Facebook address right now, if you like.
Okay.
This is Lance. The Facebook address is facebook.com/whaledolphinwatch.
Okay.
All one word, Whale Dolphin Watch.
Okay, guys, and if you want to find me on Facebook, it's Saskia Roel, and I have also the information about the show and the link I will put up and the information on how to connect with Lance and Lydia. You just go to Saskia Roel on Facebook. Okay, guys, let's dive right in about, you know, I first want to talk about what can the whales and dolphins teach us?
Oh, gosh, they can teach us so much. And we have had so many experiences with them. I think we should just jump into a story right now.
Love
and
that.
Then I want to talk about what they do to help us keep in balance on the planet, both people and also the Earth. So I'm going to jump in here and just share a story. One of our first experiences with whales and dolphins, which was in the early 1980s, when we moved to a place called Whidbey Island in Washington State. Beautiful, beautiful, lovely island. And when we got there, we actually met all of these people. This is early 80s, who were in their 90s. And they had lived there all of their lives, and their families had been there even a generation before them. And so they started telling us stories about how the whales came into the cove there on the island and brought their babies after they'd given birth, sometimes even giving birth there. Mm-hmm. And just what a delight it was to have the whales around. And we're like, wow, we really want to know about whales. You know, where are they? And they said they stopped coming about 15 years before. And the reason that they stopped coming is that SeaWorld, and I wanted to say this to your listeners, we still have captive whales and dolphins in, you know, all of these marine parks all over the world. But SeaWorld had come in, and they'd been given a permit to capture whales, and they had done that. And in the process of doing that, they actually killed two whales.
Mm.
They killed a baby, and they killed an adult. And from then on, the whales did not come in the cove. And at that point, when we were having that conversation, it had been 19 years. And so we were so disappointed.
In fact, this is Lance. Some of our friends were actually around when that happened. And a couple of them, they had put a net across the cove when they were capturing the whales. And several people on the island were not very happy with what they were doing and the way that they were doing it. And so two of our friends actually swam out in the cove in the middle of the night and cut parts of the net and let some of the whales out. But still, they managed to capture and kill a number of whales during
that
time.
So in that process, they didn't just say, we did this. They actually sunk them to the bottom.
They didn't admit that they had done it.
Yeah. And eventually it was found out because, you know, decomposing whales pop up. And so we were just so disappointed and really wanted to see the whales. About a year after some of those initial conversations, we heard there was a dolphin, a lone dolphin that had come into Penn Cove. And so being adventurous, we got our wetsuits on and went out to swim with this dolphin. And had one beautiful, beautiful time with the dolphin on several occasions.
Although I must say that neither of us had ever been in the water with a dolphin before. And so, you know, we went out in this little rowboat, basically, where we saw the dolphin in part of the cove. And just before we were ready to jump in the water, we realized, oh, my gosh, what if they're not like Flipper on television, you know, which is, that was about our extent of our dolphin experience up to that point. And we both just threw caution to the wind and jumped in the water. And it turned out to be an amazing, amazing experience.
And I think that dolphin and the seal that it was traveling with, and any of your listeners who know about dolphins, this is very unusual for them to not be with their pod, but this was a single dolphin. And so we felt they were a precursor to the experience which happened next, which was we were starting out one day on a friend's boat and all of a sudden saw this pod of whales in the cove. We couldn't believe it, you know, the 19 years. And so we went out, and it turned out it was a pod of seven, J-pod, killer whales.
These are orcas.
Orcas. Or / killer whales. And we ended up in the water with them on a boat, but in the water with them for about 6 or 7 hours. And they just hung around the cove. The biggest one was probably about 40 feet long. And then there were six others with it that were smaller. And it's hard to explain unless you've been with whales what happens to you, but they actually, whales and dolphins have a way through their sound and through their presence of bringing you to a very quiet place inside. And we had that experience. So that was our first real whale experience.
When we first went out to see the whales, they wouldn't allow us to get close to them. We were in a very small boat. It just happened that my parents were visiting at the time from Southern California, and of course they were amazed, and of course we were too, but what serendipity for them to be there visiting at that time. So they got to have this experience too, but we were in a very small, maybe 16, 18 foot boat, and to have this the biggest whale of all swam right alongside the boat. And they have this fin next to us that was, you know, taller than any of us, literally right next to this little tiny boat, was a quite an awe-inspiring experience.
And so, what is that specialness, Lindia, what they teach us? I mean, what is, because they're so profound, and I know they're so far advanced, and in frequency they're so much higher than us, but what is that special, that one special thing they can teach humans now?
Well, I think there are many things, but I'll just say that after that time, we lived in Hawaii for a while, and we lived right on the beach next to a cove where whales and dolphins regularly visited. And so we spent a lot of time in the water with whales and dolphins, especially dolphins. And one of the things I noticed was that while I was in the water with them, things began to happen, some things that seemed completely natural to me in the water, but as I started to reflect on them, seemed like almost impossible, some of the things that happened. And I realized that while I was in the water with the dolphins especially, that my consciousness was being affected by them, that I was actually perceiving things differently than I did when I was not in the water with them. And I began to be able to tell, we'd have guests come to visit us, and, you know, they would naturally hear about the whales and dolphins, and they'd want to go for a swim. And usually, after a while, it got to the point where I could tell if they were going to come or not, depending on who we were taking in the water with us and their consciousness. If they were very, very mental and very, not peaceful in their consciousness, the dolphins just, they wouldn't come over near us. And if they were more relaxed and, in a peaceful state, then the whales or dolphins would generally come and visit. We had one friend who was just deathly afraid of sharks, but she was also equally desperate to get in the water with dolphins. And so her husband convinced her that it would be fine to go out there with me. And so we went out, and at first she was, holding my hand in a kind of a death grip almost. And the dolphins were swimming nearby, but not right next to us. And so, I told her, look, we just have to wait for them. They can swim, obviously, much, much faster than us. And if they want to come visit us, then they'll come over to us. So we were just in the water on the surface talking, and all of a sudden they had come over, unbeknownst to us, underneath us in the water, and one of them jumped right out of the water, literally like 5 feet from us, and jumped over us. And, of course, my friend, she was quite amazed, and her fear just instantly left.
And Lance, I'm sorry to interrupt you because I see it's break time, but I'd love to hear more about the story after the break. Guys, we will be back after the break. Stay tuned for what the whales and dolphins can teach us. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour. Transformation Talk Radio showcases a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, education, and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Our hosts bring together some of the planet's most preeminent and visionary change makers, best-selling authors, motivational speakers, leading-edge scientists and futurists, environmentalists and educators, world-renowned spiritual leaders, inventors, filmmakers, artists, mystics, and healers that are stimulating and supporting individual and collective growth. Get ready to create positive cultural shifts on Transformation Talk Radio. Join us in making a meaningful difference in the world. TransformationTalkRadio.com. That's TransformationTalkRadio.com.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think that Dr. Pat shows the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we've just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
Hey everyone, we're back on Your Soul Guidance with Saskia. We have a beautiful show today about what the whales and dolphins can teach us with our special guests, Lyndia and Lance Leonard. But before we go any further, if you have the chance, I am offering now the 21-day secret soul map to your dreams and also a free Monday morning soul card reading to everybody who's listening. And you can sign up for that on yoursoulguidance.com, on yoursoulguidance.com. It's a 21-day program. Every day you get your email with questions and, you know, tools, meditations, and all kinds of fun assignments to really help you to break through your blocks and make this year your best year. This was normally a program that I sold for a couple of $100. It's free now, so you can get that. Please go to yoursoulguidance.com. I would love to help you break through whatever holds you back and really activate your soul purpose this year. And going back into the topic of the show now, Lyndia or Lance, can you tell the listeners where they can, you know, access more information about the whales and the dolphins and everything you've been talking about?
Yes, they can go to the website, which is www.whaleanddolphinwatch.com, and there's a lot of information there, and that also links to the Facebook page where there's ongoing information added to that on a regular basis. And the Facebook, there's a link right on the homepage of the website to the Facebook page as well.
That's great. Well, Lance, I want to finish your story about the lady who was in the water.
So we're out there in the water swimming around, and these dolphins start to visit us. And she, her whole vibration just changed immediately from fear to just feeling giddy, actually. It was quite amazing to watch. And the whales and the dolphins, that day we were with dolphins, eventually one of the mother dolphins came over with her brand new baby and brought the baby right up to my friend, which I had not experienced that before. And oh my goodness, talk about an amazing experience. And now this woman, just to make a long story short, she has since gone on to, eventually she ended up, now she actually takes people out swimming with dolphins in Hawaii. So she's come a ways in her, from being completely fearful to now having quite a bit of experience with dolphins. Mm. And, you know, the thing about what we learn from them, we've learned a lot more about that since that time, and I think this is a good time to go into what we've learned about whales and dolphins and what their purpose is. And so I'm going to turn it back to Lyndia to talk about that a little bit.
Well, Saskia, they are such amazing creatures. Something that we've learned since is that they are actually an interdimensional species of animals, meaning that they operate not just here in our third-dimensional world, but also in other worlds. And a part of the sound that they bring forward both keeps us in balance, and especially with the dolphins. The dolphin sounds work on the emotional level of our body. And so in being in the water with them, when Lance spoke about having an altered sense of consciousness, that is what happens. They take us to a place through their sound of living in a higher vibration. And you can physically feel it. You lose track of time. You feel silly and fun and light. And it's a different experience than what we experience in our normal everyday life. So they're very good at keeping the emotional balance for us. And they keep it no matter where. You don't have to actually be in the water with them. It's embracing that level of consciousness. Now, for the whale's job as an interdimensional species, as I understand it, is to keep the earth in balance. And a really good example of that is the humpback whales from Hawaii, who every year actually begin in the fall and they sing a different song. And it's different than the one before. It's never repeated again, but it's sung for that whole year. And so for your listeners who might be tuned into how the earth works, we are in the process of shifting. So every year, the earth goes through a transition also. And my own sense about that is that the whales sing to that transition. And that's why it happens differently year after year, because we're on this cycle, evolutionary cycle. So as the earth evolves, the whale song evolves, or maybe the whale song evolves and the earth evolves as a part of that. So they are really an integral part of our balance here on earth. And that is what is being disturbed through the underwater sound experiences, experiments that are going on right now.
Yeah, I want to talk about that.
So on a very deep level, they're actually affecting the balance of the whole planet, which also affects our consciousness. And that is very important, because right now we're in a period of time where there are rapid advances that can be made in consciousness among people who consciously choose that. It's not something that's forced on anyone, but it's available more so now than in the past.
You know, it's so disturbing with the sonic raiders. I mean, they completely mess up the whales and the dolphins, correct?
That's correct. And actually, any human who happens to be in the water and close by would also be extremely affected. And, you know, for example, this environmental impact statement that went into our national, NOAA, our National Oceanographic Fisheries Department, the ones who issue a permit to the Navy to do this, their estimations are that it will actually affect over 1 million whales and dolphins a year. Over 1 million a year.
And that's going on now.
Pardon?
This is going on right now.
This is going on right now. It's been going on for 20 years, but they are now asking to accelerate that. And it's happening all over the world. And it's divided into, their areas are divided into sections. And so when I'm talking about over a million whales and dolphins a year that will be affected, that is in the area of California and Hawaii only. And the same thing is going on north of us in Oregon, Washington, and Alaska. The same thing is going on the East Coast, in the Gulf of Mexico. And while, you know, many people say, well, they must know what they're doing, or they have to go through the permit process. And that is true. But when we saw the Gulf oil spill a few years ago, we learned how little they really know about that, because all of a sudden, they were pressed with with how many will be affected and in what way. And NOAA had to say, we don't know.
Well, the whole Earth and the whole human species are affected. Like you talk about how the whales influence the Earth, the dolphins, the people. So if they got off track, I mean, we all go off track. But what can we do about this?
Well, one of the things we can do is educate ourselves, because part of what's gone on is that we have not taken as a human species, we have not taken responsibility for knowing what's going on in our world. We leave it to what we think are experts. And the truth is that so much money comes into the military, and much of it is kind of couched in other ways. Like, for example, it might go through Scripps Institute or Woods Hole Institute on your end of the states. And that money is then funneled. They're the ones who do the research. But because the money comes to them through the Navy or through the military, they're not about to say this doesn't work. In fact, the publications show us that 50% of the funds for marine mammal research worldwide, 50% come directly from the U.S. Navy. And the papers that are published by them are 2 to 3 times more likely to be cited in reviews of the information as having no effect, the noise having no effect on the marine mammals whatsoever. However, at the same time, we have marine mammals beaching themselves. And oftentimes, when they beach themselves, what happens is that we find that they have bleeding in their ears, in their the swim bladder that keeps them afloat. And those delicate tissues actually rupture and they die. If they don't die, they may lose their hearing. And for a species of animals that communicate and migrate through sound, they do everything from calling their young to knowing.
Lindy, I have to hold that thought, because we are really going to go to break time. I mean, we have so much to talk about. But guys, we're going to be right back talking about the whales and the dolphins. Please stay tuned to the show. Talk to you then.
Have you ever considered what money and sex have in common? Brenda St. Louis, founder of Know That You Know, explores the energies of debt, money, sex, and our bodies. In her 4-week intensive Debt Into Delight, Getting Intimate With Your Digits, she tickles all those places we don't want to look at, infusing everything with exuberance. Would you be willing to have more money? Would you be willing to have more of you? Explore more of Brenda St. Louis at knowthatyouknow.com.
The Ascension Foundation, serving to build an interdimensional community. The Ascended Masters invite you to join them in co-creating this mission. Allow the Masters to lead the way in activating the wisdom of your heart consciousness and raising your vibration. You can communicate with them directly by attending apportation events and classes in mediumship, crystal light energy healing, alchemy, master studies, past life regression, and more. For a schedule of classes, workshops, and special events, visit theascensionfoundation.com. That's theascensionfoundation.com.
Come alive and shine with the Alive and Shine radio show with Adele and Savitri. Widen your perspective, learn to heal yourself, and clarify your power of choice so that you feel truly alive and shine. The Alive and Shine radio show is your how-to guide for creating a life in which your dreams come true. Listen live each Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW or at AliveAndShineShow.com.
Saskia has been helping clients around the world find the North Star in their soul and reinvent their lives through her free breakthrough program, The Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 Days. If you have a calling but aren't sure how to get there, here's a step-by-step strategy to find your purpose now. You'll learn her proven secrets to achieve your dream in just 21 days. Release your fears and go after your biggest dreams and create the life you love. Visit YourSoulGuidance.com to receive your 21 Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams or to schedule your Soul Breakthrough Session with Saskia or call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861. Or visit YourSoulGuidance.com. That's YourSoulGuidance.com to receive the Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 days.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Hey guys, you're back on Your Soul Guidance with Saskia. We have a great show about what the whales and dolphins can teach us. And our special guests are Lance and Lyndia Leonard. And I want to give the floor to them. And please, Lance or Lyndia, can you share, you know, how people can connect with you and expand a little further in what can we do, you know, to help save the whales and dolphins?
Thank you, Saskia. It's really important. All of our lives depend on a healthy ocean.
Yeah.
We've been doing so many things to not have our oceans healthy. You know, for example, we actually have an engineless sailboat, and we've sailed between the mainland and Hawaii. And what we've noticed is an increasing amount of trash in the ocean. And literally thousands of sea animals die a year just from that alone. But what we're specifically talking about today is the sonar that the Navy uses. And I'm going to educate people just a little bit more about that and also remind them that they can go to our website, whaleanddolphinwatch.com, and on that, they can. There's a button on the front that says sign this petition. They can sign that petition, and that will put them into the quay, so we will be able to communicate with them and give them further information as this moves along. Because as we become educated and start asking those hard questions about what are we doing to the ocean and what can we do to change that, unless we're willing to do that, we're really going to lose the bulk of our species, our water species, in a very short amount of time. So going to the site is one thing they can do, and signing onto that. So here is another little piece. This sonar that the Navy uses, and on our website we actually have a link to a little short video that will show people what actually happens with whales. It just happened that some people were able to video it one day and see the effect of the sound on their behavior. But sound really penetrates an animal's body when they're immersed in water. And so if anybody of any of your listeners, and I'm sure a lot of them have, been to a concert, when we're hearing sound in a concert, 99.97% of that sound is reflected away from our body. So when you're in the water, that sound goes into your body. There's no reflection or reduction of the energy because our bodies, or the whales and dolphins, or in the fish, because they're immersed in water, the effect of that can cause tissue rupture and hemorrhaging. And that is how they end up dying. Now, it's not just whales and dolphins. There are all kinds of sea creatures, including something as simple as a salmon. And the front of a salmon's nose actually has a lot of little nerve endings. Those little nerve endings are what allow them to hone into where their home is and to go back to that place after their sea voyage. And so that gets destroyed. So we're not just talking whales and dolphins. We're talking every species that's in the ocean that's affected by that.
I'd like to add to that, too, to just really say that, you know, to summarize what we're learning from them is that these are really interdimensional beings. These are highly evolved beings. And, you know, I believe, and we believe, that one of their purposes is to remind us that we are also interdimensional beings. And so the more time we spend around them, the more we understand them, and the more we recognize the opportunity that just having them around is to us. They bring us incredible gifts that we don't even recognize because we're sort of oblivious most of the time. This is more than an environmental issue.
It is way more. I mean, as I see it, they really activate our sole purpose. But they, you know, with all what's going on, they won't be able to do that any longer.
Yeah. And, you know, and it's really up to all of us. That is a part of being in third dimension, is us taking complete responsibility for anything we have in our lives. And Saskia, you know that well. I mean, your experiences in life, my goodness, you know, if you had not taken full responsibility for yourself, we wouldn't be having this conversation
now. No.
And that's really up to all of us. It's nobody else's job. If it's in our circle, if it's in our consciousness, it's our job to be aware of it and to do what we can to really educate other people. Because through that education, that's how we can make change. And there's really, you know, the Navy says they need this to detect submarines. What they said 20 years ago when we were first introduced to it is that they needed the technology to measure global warming. And so the story changes, but there are ways of detecting submarines or other things underwater just through our satellite systems, which cover the entire world right now. So there are other things that play underneath, behind, under the surface that we may not be aware of. And so supporting ourselves, supporting each other to learn what we can do to live in balance and harmony, that's our most important job.
You know, a lot of times people say, well, gosh, how do you do something? Everyone's so busy, you know, and I just want to say we're very busy too. You know, we don't just do this. One of the things we do to support ourselves to be able to do things like this is that we market a really high quality line of nutritional products, and the main product is actually a microalgae, which I think is sort of funny because that's what the whales eat too, a lot of them, at least
the humpbacks. Ours is a freshwater, but that is a slight difference.
So we have that in common with the whales. Maybe that's why we feel so much kinship with them. And if anyone wants to find out more about that, they can go to www.newphoenixrising.com, and that's spelled just the way you would think it would be spelled.
And I would just want to add to that, it's a product, BioLumina, and I have used it, and it's just phenomenal. I mean, I'm glad you bring that up, Lance, because this is it's a phenomenal project. I mean, I can look at the powder, and it gives you like an energy boost. I mean, the color green, I've never, ever in my life seen a color green like that. It's phenomenal. Can you say that one more time, the website?
Yes, it's www.newphoenixrising.com. NEWPHOENIXRISING.com. And you can learn about that there. And it's, you know, the color is so amazing because of the blue and the green together, and the blue pigment in this particular product is very, very strong. And there's a lot I could say about that, but we'll do that.
There's so much more, and I would love to have you on another show, guys. We're going to the end, and Lance and Lindy, I want to thank you so much for being here and, you know, really helping the earth, the humanity, the whales and the dolphins. I mean, I love that you have such a great compassion and passion to do this. I mean, and not sit back and make that contribution. The website one more time, and then unfortunately we have to break, you know, go for a next show on this radio station. But what is the website again?
The website is Whale and Dolphin, and the and is spelled out, A-N-D, whaleanddolphinwatch.com. And people will find information on that site and also an opportunity to sign a petition and get their name on the list so we are able to communicate future changes with them.
And I just say, don't ever underestimate the power of what one person can do. Even if you just tell three people about this, then you're doing part of spreading the consciousness about this so that we can change.
I love that. Thank you so much, Lance and Lydia, for this great contribution. We are going to talk more. And for all the listeners, I'm going to be back next week with Navjit Kandola talking about the karma of women. So stay tuned. We're live every Wednesday at 6 Pacific a.m. and at 9 Eastern time. So have a wonderful week, and we're going to talk very, very soon.
You've been listening to Your Soul Guidance, where you make dreams come true. Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. Eastern time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to discover how to live a soul-guided life. Begin a journey to a life filled with abundance, adventure, and happiness beyond imagining with your host, Saskia Rowell. Let Saskia and her guests show you how to take the first step, release your fears, and go after your biggest dreams and create the life you love. Visit YourSoulGuidance.com to receive your free 21 Secret Soul Map to your dreams. Or to schedule your soul breakthrough session with Saskia, visit YourSoulGuidance.com or call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.